Yeah. Sit down. Isn't there something that you're supposed to plant your potatoes sometime in March or February? A special time?
No, you plant your beans on Good Friday.
Well, you're supposed to plant your potatoes for sometime. It's either in February.
Put potatoes in early.
Sometime in February, I think, by some light of the moon.
Planted deep according to the time of year.
Yeah, how deep, I guess, is.
How deep? How deep?
Oh, I don't know.
Well,
what you want to know for?
Because those are just things that she wants to know.
Oh, that you want to know. What are you going to do, plant potatoes?
No, she's just wanting to know, Mother. Do you know?
Well, I wouldn't say because I wouldn't know exactly.
She doesn't have to know exactly. What would you guess?
Well, of course, it's the where you want to plant it, whether it's in Arkansas or Louisiana or New York.
In Arkansas.
In Arkansas is what we're talking about, right here.
Here?
Yes.
Well, if it's an open spring, they plant them early in March, I'd say. Of course, if there's a lot of snow, sometimes there is in March. And in April, I think you can find a book on that.
That's not what she's wanting to do. You're going around in circles. All I wanted to know was how deep do you plant them in February?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, she can't tell me.
Yes, she's right, of course. I can read that in the book if I want to. It's hard to argue with your logic.
It is with her.
You're a gardener.
Well, you're supposed to be one.
She can find one out the rest home, Archie.
He was mentioned to me also. I didn't interview him, but he was mentioned to me.
Yes, he is the oldest living person that was born in Salem.
How old is he?
How old is Arch? How old is Arch?
Oh, he's up at 90.
But
he's
I don't.
He's the oldest citizen of this community that was born and reared here.
It's supposed to be a pretty healthy community. I met several people in their 90s in this area.
Well, my mother's mother lived till she was 90. Oh, I hope I don't. Either 93 or 95, mm-hmm. And the year before. Now, she was one of those strong as a horse person. She was, do you know what a push plow is?
No. What is it?
Well, it's a thing you make a garden with, and you push it. It's has a wheel, and is made just like any other plow. It has two handles, and then it has the little plow. Mm-hmm. Right behind the wheel, and you push it about 2 feet, and then you bring it back, and then you push it again, and you go up and make your row that way instead of having behind a horse or a tractor. And when she was 92 or 94, she was out in her garden, and she walked with a cane, and she'd push and then take her cane and then push. She was that kind of personality. My mother's sort of like that. I don't have the durability that my mother has.
There's real strength there.
Mm-hmm. And my mother made a garden up until 3 years ago. 2 years ago, she broke her leg.
Now, when you were a child, did your family still make things like soap at home? Did you all do that?
My mother did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can you remember how she did that?
Oh, dear, I wish she was in the mood to answer things like that. She made it. She made soap. I'd say up until the house burned in 1940.